back that up. You know, you hear that noise, and you know what it is. It's a big-ass truck that might hit you.
Mm-hmm. Usually should. I really don't like the fact that the electric cars are adding that goofy bing to their cars now, backing up. Like, it's on my nerves. Like, fucking, why don't you watch where you're backing up to with your tiny-ass car and your reverse cameras?
Yep.
Simple bastards. There's people with those reverse cameras, they keep parking way too close to the front of my car, so I gotta fucking, like, back up to get out of my parking space.
So they put a spike on the front of your car.
Just put a fucking cow catcher and push them the fuck out the way.
That works, too. And that's, folks, is our cold open.
The machine is ever-turning, ever-hungry. How do you avoid beaten? How do you avoid drifting into becoming another cog? Can you escape the machine? Should you try, or is it impossible? Pondering these questions and more on the Mention the Machine.
Oh, welcome back, ladies, gentlemen, and others. It is episode 61, we believe, of the Mention the Machine podcast. I'm fairly certain it's 61. I remember writing this episode 60, last one we did. But it's starting to feel like November here.
It's feeling a lot like November. Not like everywhere I go.
They say weather is one of the worst topics to bring up to kind of break the ice and conversational. But we did it anyway, because fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck their rules. What's going on, Joe?
Well, I decided that the universe is yelling at me, and I'm not listening.
Mm-hmm.
I have given out 3 different sets of AI advice this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize I need to be charging people for this shit.
Mm-hmm. Before it becomes so commonplace that everyone knows how to do it. Uh-huh. It's like the people that used to charge people to teach them how to use email back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
It should be one of those.
I helped the guy get a computer this week, and he's like, oh, what are you working on? I tell him about the AI stuff. He goes, oh, I'm doing this. I'm like, oh, you know, you can use AI for that. What do you mean? So I showed him one tool. He's like, that's amazing.
Use AI for everything. Feed the machine.
Well, actually, I just heard a report today saying they fed the AI all the data they can, and now they're running out of training data.
Huh. Well, that's when it starts eating the humans.
No, not just when data starts going downhill. So they're trying to find other methods of doing AI now.
Yeah, I do still. I think I mentioned it in the last podcast. I want to see how bad the energy usage has increased because of AI.
I don't think it has.
No? Well, it doesn't matter. We're going nuclear anyway.
Yes.
The election's over.
Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Yeah, for real. One way or the other. Thank God. Mm-hmm. I think Pennsylvania was such a swing state that we had more ads than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Ugh. Ads. Ugh. I keep seeing like ads once before stuff for, like, you know, not even YouTube, but like when we watch something on Hulu with the ads. Whoever's writing these ads these days, I don't understand how they have a fucking job. They're just obnoxious. They're like Saturday Night Live level skit bad.
Uh huh.
I should be a writer.
I was installing blinds for my parents the other day during lunch, and while I was watching TV with my dad, and Price is Right was on. And she was just criticizing everybody on Price is Right. It's hilarious. and then the ads came. I was like, this one's stupid. This one's stupid. Like, every ad was stupid.
I'm They're
like,
all terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible, terrible ads. What a shit show. Mm-hmm. Hey, Jake Paul's getting beat up tonight.
I know.
Who would have ever thought in the 90s, after Mike Tyson went to jail, that we'd still live to see him fight 2 more times at least in our lifetime? Because he had that exhibition fight a couple years ago that was good. Although he claimed it was a tie, but there was no tie. That other old guy got beat up.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we get to see this one, which I don't think he's playing around this time, I think.
I hope not.
I think he came to... I saw an interview with him, and they were like, oh, you know, you've been talking about, like, there's a beast in you. Who are you bringing to this fight? He said, I'm bringing the devil. Gonna be good.
I'm all excited. I remember the last Tyson fight I watched. I was like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
It lasted for 30 seconds, and people were pissed.
Yeah. It's a lot of money for pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
Pay-per-view is such a rip-off all the time.
Mm-hmm.
This one's going to be on Netflix, though, so it's free to everyone. I bet Netflix might crash.
What do you mean, it's free to everyone?
If you have Netflix, it's a free fight. Like, you don't have to pay extra for it or anything.
I have to either borrow Chrissy's Netflix or get one of my own tonight. I don't know which.
Yeah.
So we got an interesting conversation last night. So, usually spend like, it depends on when she comes over how much we can watch. We don't usually finish a movie because we just have to do half and half. Well, last night she came over and I had to talk to a coworker about some stuff, so we ran late, so we watched some YouTube videos. And I saw Neil Patrick Harris. I guess he did that one of those lip sync battles, and he did "Smooth Criminal" by Michael Jackson.
Mm.
Like, I remember that movie, that video.
Yeah.
And I told Chrissy about how they had the special shoes where they had the clips. We clipped them to do it.
Yeah.
And I showed her like when like they there was a thing where they like unclipped. You could kind of see if you pay attention. I'm like, oh, let's watch the original. So I looked at the original. Guess how long ago that original was done?
That was 93?
86.
Really? Smooth mm-hmm. Criminal's that old?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
36 years to the day.
Wow.
So then we watched Captain EO.
Isn't that always weird when you find something like that and you're like, holy hell, like, well, the universe is weird like that. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's the exact same day.
But like, we watched Captain EO because I was telling him when I was a kid I loved that, and then went to Disney and actually watched it in when they had it there.
Mm-hmm.
So then, like, I forget what happened, but I remember Popeye. So I said something about Popeye. She goes, that's a dumb name. I'm like, that's a great name. She goes, no one ever named their child Popeye. I'm like, I would. So I played the I Am What I Am song on YouTube.
Yeah.
So we spent an hour arguing over stuff. I was so close to debating on adopting a baby and changing his name to Popeye last night.
Now you just got to watch the Popeye movie with Robin Williams.
That's what we're going to do. That was in 1980.
Yeah, I know. That's old as hell. That was before Robin Williams became Mr. Robin Williams that mm-hmm. he was known as.
It was funny. You know, she's like, that's more of a dog's name. I'm like, no, it's not. So I'd call him Poppy. I'm like, no, that's a girl's name. I said, what's worse, a boy named Sue or Popeye? She goes, Popeye. I'm like, no, he's got his own theme song.
Yeah. Just have to have a fucking, you get a boy named Popeye and a dog named Brutus. Yeah.
Yeah, it was an interesting mental conversation, which then devolved into, I'll just get you a dog. I'm like, you open that door, I'm just getting you kittens. I'll start airdropping them to your house. Because she has security cameras. Like, just imagine, it'd be a working good thing. What's that? See a cat just parachuting in.
Sure that cat would be fucking thrilled, too.
It'd be a kitten, they wouldn't care.
Kittens get scared, too.
What?
And kittens have sharper claws and teeth than their fucking adult counterparts. And they have no control over them, so it's all violence.
I sent that video of those cats, like, taking each other out.
Yeah.
That one cat basically, like, did a suplex. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, they're crazy with that stuff. I always see the videos where they're talking about how fast cat reflexes are.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it'll be the cat versus a snake or something. The snake tries to smack him, but the cat just smacks him down. It's like, the cat's just too fast.
Mm-hmm.
There's the one video where the guy put the camera on his cat to see what his cat got up to all day. Mm-hmm. And that was funny when it was running around the neighborhood chasing the other cat.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, man, the cats aren't meant to be running that long. Like, they were all out of breath. Like,
the animal kingdom.
Yeah. I was watching a clip on YouTube from some show. Some cop show, and the guy was running from the cops, and I was like, you know, if I were in the drug business and I was like a criminal, I would do it would be like Zombieland, where it's like I'd have rules where it's like cardio is number one, like in case you have to run from the cops. It's just like, just thinking about the cops chasing Goggins, like that's like I said,
you don't know me, son.
Yeah, they don't know me, son. Ha, fuck you. I'm out.
I was talking to my manager about Robert Greene the other day, and it's funny, he said something like, you're violating rule number one. Like, I don't remember most of the rules, but that's the first rule of states.
Never outshine the master. Mm-hmm. Never outshine the master, yeah.
So then I tell him to go to ChatGPT and get a little summary. I'm like, I need to read through those every now and then just to remember. Like, it's funny, like, I told you that one letter I wrote, I ran through ChatGPT. I'm like, well, tell me what I used from Robert Greene. I'm like, I used 6 techniques. I didn't even realize I was doing it.
Yeah, I feel like I should get the special edition of 48 Laws, and that should be one of those books that when somebody looks at it, it's just got all the little tabs sticking out of it and all the highlighted parts and little notations through it. Like, if you've ever seen
the special edition of 48 Laws?
It's got like the leather cover and everything. It's nice.
How much is it?
I don't know. I never looked at it. I just saw the ad come up for it, and I was like, I should get that because I don't have a copy of the book.
I might actually have to get that copy of that book.
You should actually, since you listen to all this stuff, you should have a copy of all of them in the fancy leather-bound editions.
Well, I'm not Daddy Warbucks over here, but... I remember how hard it was trying to figure out what books are what. Trying to find them all on audiobook.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought I ordered a copy of it from eBay, but they got me. They ganked me. It was just like somebody's summary of it.
Yeah, I hate that.
Fucking dipshits.
Well, I don't see it on Amazon. But there's 50th Law has imitation leather.
Yeah, that's probably the one that started it. But I know 48 Laws has it was like a 30th anniversary edition or something. It's extra fancy. For those that don't know, if you hang out with Joel long enough, he'll eventually pick up his phone and start searching for something.
Yeah. I'm a search guy. That's what I do.
Joel has a dopamine problem.
I can stop whenever I want.
So, how's the winter arc going?
Well,
I was thinking about that this morning. Are we on week 7 or week 8?
Well, I did 4 weeks. I took a week off, and I'm on week 2 of the second month.
So week 8. So I should be going into phase 2 of my lifting then next week, since today was the last lifting day for me this week.
What I do is I started out with one set to see how things work, and I've been to 2 sets this week, and then I thought about what you said about that, if you can do more than 10, you're too light.
Mm-hmm.
So the one was like 25 for like a bent over a dumbbell row. I'm like, I had 40s for some other, I'm like, let's do this.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I had the, today, because it was, I was doing squats and then deadlifts, and whenever I'm doing squats or deadlifts, I don't like to take the 35s back off, or the 45s back off the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we're doing walking barbell lunges. I'm like, well, I guess we're doing 135-pound walking barbell lunges. I went for the first one. I'm like, this may have been a mistake.
I need to go talk to somebody and get some guidance on how to do these things properly, because I tried to do a dumbbell deadlift. I'm like, I don't think I'm doing this right.
It's probably, I mean, if you can basically just do it like a goblin squat, you'll probably be all right. Like, I think if you put them in between your feet and you bend down to get them
I feel like I need someone to actually show me how I'm fucking up, because I know I'm not, I know my form is shit.
Yeah, there's services where you can probably do it with the AI, actually record a video and upload it, and it'll probably give you tips.
I don't know if it does video, I know it'll do photos, but.
Hmm. Just tell it. Tell it this is actually a series of photos.
I'd like to get a human involved for once.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's worth it to go, and a lot of gyms, they have like a free personal training session, so just pretend you're signing up and be like, I want the personal trainer.
Then
if it's a fucked up gym, here's a life hack tip for you. If it's one of those fucked up gyms like a Gold's Gym or whatever that makes it almost impossible for you to cancel your subscription, change your default residential location to California, and then they have to, because it's California law that you're not allowed to not be able to subscribe from a service.
That sounds like a lot of work. I just want to be like, hey, give me $50. Tell me what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah, that's true too.
I don't want to join a gym, because I love the fact that I roll out of bed. Oh, we're doing this again.
You want the heater?
No. Oh, that heater. I'm like, baby.
Get out of the car now, old man. Hope you're right with God. I hope somebody never breaks into my house, because I'm just gonna rant some stupid shit. I'll think it'll sound cool, but it'll be like I just did, but it'll just be the worst goddamn stuff ever.
Shit, I got another one.
Go out the way you came. I got a cock and it's loaded. I mean, Glock.
Oh, wow. There's a meme I remember about Mad Lads and breaking into someone's house, and it's very inappropriate. I'll show it to you after the podcast.
back to one point.
Winter arc. Yeah, some of the exercises I do, I'm like, this is good. And some I'm like, yeah, I need to adjust this some more. Because, what was that one where you're trying to do the You take two dumbbells, you put them on the floor, and you wrap your arms around them, and then you pick one up.
Yeah. I forget what that's called, and you just sent it to me this morning, too.
That one.
You're, like, in a push-up position, and you're doing a row with them.
Yeah, that's dangerous. especially when your dumbbells are round.
You can handle that. That's just extra balance practice for you.
I was going to bite it the one time.
All it takes is once. The thing's been going all right for me. I've been increasing the weights back to almost like where I was before, and I've been being very consistent with making sure my form is good because I don't want to get injured again. Mm-hmm. And I'm also just not ego lifting. Like, I didn't just jump right back into the full amounts I was doing.
Yeah.
But, that's going well. I've been slowed down on my reading, which is weird. I got to get back into the speed of that again.
I've been burning through some books. I got a book on shadow work, and I'm not digging it, but I'm going to finish it.
Yeah, I got to finish the woke book you recommended. I got to finish that, but I've been going through Uncommon on audiobook, but my actual reading, I'm almost done with Feeling Good. I think I got like 15 pages left, so I'll probably finish that today.
This week was just a cascade failure of no actual time to sit down and read V for Vendetta, but it's definitely different compared to what was the movie.
Of course.
No, I mean, like, the movie's like the first 60 pages, and the rest is like, okay, we're doing other stuff now. I'm like, what?
Yeah, he's got bigger plans, and it takes over a year or so to do them. And
well, it took over a year to do the first one, too, in the movie.
But I mean, in the book spans a couple of years, I think. Mm. There's also different characters in the book that aren't mentioned in the...
I still need to make my media calendar.
Yeah, because I was sending you stuff from The Watchmen also, because that was popping up on my feed. Mm-hmm. The day Dr. Manhattan got eradicated and then started building himself back. Mm-hmm. October 16th. A fully fleshed skeleton appears before the fence of the compost and screams for 30 seconds before vanishing again. It's like, yikes. Terrifying.
Yeah.
I've been working through that Uncommon book. That's been pretty good.
What's the Uncommon book about?
Mark Devine, he was a Navy SEAL. I think he was one of the instructors for Goggins, actually. But he's got like these five pillars to like success, or five mountains he calls them, that he took from like Japanese martial arts and stuff. And like the first one's physical, so he wants you to get set up on like a physical routine, and then he starts talking about meditation and visualization and all that sort of stuff. It gets into all that nonsense. I can't say nonsense, because I meditate every day, and I've been taking some of the cues from his stuff, because he's got exercise at the end of each chapter to do, and so I'm working through that. It's pretty good.
Oh yeah, how was your float Sunday?
It was good. I wish I'd have blown my nose before I got in there, because my nostril was clogged and I couldn't really get into a good breathing rhythm. Mm-hmm. But it was nice. I need to do more of them, of course, but they're fun.
I guess they're doing more too. I'm stockpiling too many.
Yeah, I mean, since you have the membership, I'm surprised you don't do one a month. Especially since you don't do a daily meditation.
Well, Tuesdays are free.
Mm.
So if I were smart enough to figure out how to schedule a Tuesday and like schedule my calendar around it, I could go four times a month, five times a month.
Hmm. But it's a lot of floating.
Yeah. The problem is I like doing it first thing in the morning with an empty stomach. So like, if I did do it in the evening, I'd have to probably fast most of the day so that I don't, like, throw up in the tank.
Oh, that'd be interesting. No. Go in there. Yeah, it would. Yeah, because then you can go right next door to the gyro place and eat.
Oh, I thought throwing up would be...
No, don't throw up in the damn thing. That's a $500 fine.
Yep.
Mm-mm. Nobody.
Yeah. I need to schedule more Tuesday floats. The key is to schedule 2 weeks in advance because no one schedules that far ahead, apparently. Yeah.
That seems easy enough to do.
Mm-hmm.
Joel could learn how to work a calendar.
Oh, I can work calendars, don't you worry. I was actually looking into... I'm thinking about the whole AI consulting thing and scheduling, like, one-hour calls with people over Zoom or Skype or whatever. And then it occurred to me, I need to have a way to schedule my calendar, so, like, have a script to look at my calendar and go, here are the days that I usually will to do this, but then look at the calendar and make sure there's nothing on the calendar for that time.
Yeah. Seems easy enough for you to do.
Yeah. Now they got AI superpowers to write code. I don't even know Node.js, and I'm writing shit in Node.js.
Mm-hmm. That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having your own personal assistant that knows more than you.
Yep. Well, to an extent.
Yeah. As long as you can write the right prompt.
Yeah. I was teaching the guy who worked on the GPS project how to use cursor to do some edits to the page. I guess he wanted to do some styling stuff. He said, well, how do I do this? I'm like, oh, that's the word. I'm like, yep. So, prompt engineering is strong. And I know it's second nature, thankfully.
And there you go. Learn how to talk to the machines.
I am Sigourney Weaver from Galaxy Quest.
We need a book for next month. What did we decide? There was something.
Are we talking about fiction or nonfiction?
We were going back and forth on what we were going to do. I thought we were going to pick up Wheel of Time again and then
January.
Was that January?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking maybe for Fahrenheit 451.
Yeah, I mean, we can give that a shot. I don't think I enjoyed that book too much.
But I didn't really enjoy Brave New World or fucking 1984.
Enjoyed 1984. Brave New World was just a slog. But, yeah.
I think the reason I don't like 1984, it reminds me of Catcher in the Rye. I hate the main character.
Yeah, Catcher in the Rye was... I didn't like that book either. That's which is weird because it's one of my wife's favorites.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those things, like, I was talking to a friend today, and she was telling me about a friend who he does care for elderly people.
Mm.
He has like two side jobs. He has two different jobs, but I guess he had an altercation with one person, and she realized that him and this other friend we have, they're both the kind of people that they get a bad interaction at work, they want to quit.
Mm.
So she was asking him, should I quit the job? And she's like, well, you got a significant other that can take care of you, so unlike me, you can just quit a job. He's like, what do you mean? It's like, yeah, I'm the only person working, so if I don't have a job, I can't quit.
Yeah.
He got a little annoyed with that, but I'm like, it occurred to me, like, some people think they're the smartest person in the room all the time,
mm-hmm.
and they're clearly not.
Yeah, main character syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
And like, I find that that's what drives me nuts about some people. Like, they think they know everything, and then you can never tell them wrong because you're the wrong one. I'm like, I gotta walk away from you.
Yeah, just don't argue with idiots.
Oh, I don't. I have one friend, he's like, oh, what do you think about this? I'm like, that's just a trap. Doesn't matter what I say, you're just going to contradict me.
Uh-huh.
I'll sidestep that, thank you.
Yeah, some people always want to use that to try to prove how smart they are, too.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand it. Stay away from it.
I like other people proving how smart I am.
Book for next month, then. Since the next time we get together, it'll be Thanksgiving. It'll be Black Friday, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So then we should have the book on. We'll come back to it, I guess. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
So. I started that propaganda book that my friend suggested.
Yeah.
It is dense.
Yeah. That's no fun.
Yeah.
If we want to get into a dense book, we could do Black Swan or something.
Are we talking about ballerinas or are we talking about business?
I think it's like Black Swan events. So it's like not necessarily business, but like... I think it has an economic skew, but I think it's also broader than that. Because I think his next book after that is Anti-Fragile, where he talks about you don't want to be like so rigid in life that you break, and you don't want to be fragile. You want to be the opposite of that. And it's like, okay, but it's they're apparently good books. But I believe the guy is kind of a dense writer. I think I tried to read Black Swan before, but I didn't get into it because it was too dense at the time. Well, we can always give it a try.
Well, let's see. What have we covered and what have we not covered in a while?
I know the beginning of the year is usually when people get back into finance stuff because taxes are coming up and income tax and et cetera, et cetera.
I feel like the habit section is all burnt out from that fourth series I did.
Yeah, I think we're kind of fine with habits. But going into, I guess, end of the year, what would be like something to wrap up the year? I mean, there's always spiritual stuff.
I've never talked about that before. Let's try that.
Yeah, I got a couple recommendations it's a couple books that I could revisit for that. Okay, well, I'll float a couple ideas past you.
Yep.
We'll play with that.
And until next time, folks.
Yep, that's it for us. We're going to go eat some chicken.
Yeah, don't play in traffic.
Yeah, or do, but just don't get caught.
And later. Don't get hit.
That wraps up another episode of The Mensch and the Machine. If you would like to contact or subscribe to the podcast, please visit themenschandthemachine.com. If you would like to leave a voicemail, please call 412-294-8557.